year, fighting for America, every inch of it, being brutally honest every single day here in the Foxhole of Freedom for you. It's what I do. I dirty it up every day to make sure we get it done. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the New York Times editorial board and others did, in fact, attack and demean Chick-fil-A. The truth comes out years after the rumors had been denied, but guess what? The staffers were lying. Well, surprise, surprise. Number two, the Supreme Court made a surprise decision Wednesday and decides to hear Donald Trump's immunity case and the matter being pushed by Jack Smith. Oral argument set for late April, as I mentioned here a moment ago. And number three, it's all about the border, my friends. The border, the border, the border. Because the invasion continues day after day. Murders, violent crime, theft, drunk driving. No matter what happens, the Democrats will never admit this massive failure, this meltdown of our border. They'll never admit it. It's an unmitigated disaster, and it's all on them and a few useless Republicans that profited along the way as well. Look, this bipartisan border bill, as they call it, is garbage. It's not a bipartisan border bill. It's not a border bill at all. It's $95 billion in giveaways, $60 billion of which would go to Ukraine to fund a war that Ukraine was never going to win. Anyhow, I digress. Back to the border. One full week now after the heinous, grisly murder of Laken Riley on the campus of the University of Georgia, the White House finally acknowledges the murder, but makes it clear Joe Biden, he'll not be weighing in. He will not be calling the Riley family. Of course not. Listen.
Karine, has the president spoken to the family of Laken Hope Riley, the young Georgia student who was murdered allegedly at the hands of an undocumented immigrant?
So, first of all, I do want to extend our deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of Laken Hope Riley. Given this is an active case, I'm going to be really careful about speaking to that case more specifically. I would have to refer anything specific to that case to law enforcement and obviously ICE. And the president, I don't have anything regarding to the president speaking to the family, but it is heartbreaking. I can't even imagine what the family's going through. And so, anything else specifically, I would have to refer you to ICE and law enforcement.
Just for clarity, when you say you don't have anything else in regards to them speaking, so we can assume that they haven't spoken to this point, at least.
I just don't have anything to read out to you.
I just don't have anything intelligent to say. I just don't have anything intelligent to say. I just don't know. But more galling than that, more galling than the fact that Joe Biden went out yesterday and talked about crime and didn't mention Laken Riley, didn't mention the border. He's going to the border today to Brownsville, where almost nothing is happening. Why? Because they know he is in deep trouble. But more galling than all of that, the mayor of Athens, Georgia, Kelly Gertz claims his city is not a sanctuary city. I'm going to let you see this, and then I'm going to show you what the truth is in a moment. But listen to this first.
That term means different things to different people depending on the context of the discussion.
We are here to listen.
Liar. You're a liar.
We're here to listen.
Liar.
There'll
You're
be time
a
for
liar.
Questions.
You are guilty and got blood on your hands for this murder, sir.
Many of the aspects that are ascribed to sanctuary cities.
We know what sanctuary
are things. Means. That are disallowed by Georgia law. And we contribute a document every year to the Georgia Department of Audits indicating that we do not correspond to these definitions under state law.
Yes, you do.
And no policies have been adopted by the mayor and commission that have created sanctuary city status in Athens.
You need to resign.
One protocol that sometimes arises. One protocol.
Sir,
one protocol that sometimes arises.
Apparently, he had some difficulty convincing those in attendance of what a sanctuary city is and where he stood on it. Then Mayor Gertz tried to blame Donald Trump, of course, and actually defend the open border after he admits to signing a resolution in 2019 that welcomed all statuses for people coming to Athens. Listen to this.
It's my 18th year as a local government policymaker. And my work has overlapped with four U.S. presidencies and numerous iterations of Congress. All of them have failed to reach agreement on how to handle immigration. We had Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush in the White House, and Tip O'Neill and Ted Kennedy in Congress the last time this was meaningfully addressed in Washington, D.C. Appreciate the work of the recent bipartisan group of senators, and this recent bipartisan group in the Senate has crafted a bill to make headway on this issue. While no legislation is perfect, this would be a step forward, and I urge Congress and the White House to act now and demonstrate a willingness to continue to work on complementary legislation in the future. My time in office has demonstrated that if your approach to legislation is all or nothing, you're going to get nothing every single time.
There you have it. You're going to get nothing every single time. But he goes on and he blames Donald Trump. You had a person in the White House that was saying all these terrible things about people coming from other countries. And all this other thing. It's not Donald Trump's fault that we have an open border. Well, the number of people coming across the border is 8 times higher than it was in 2020. 8 times higher. Not Donald Trump's fault. Not at all, in fact. And the mayor there defending sanctuary cities and sanctuary status and saying, well, that's not what I've never done that. It's not a sanctuary city. And he tries to play word games. Oh, that would drive my father crazy. He's playing word games. The mayor apparently forgot about what he said in 2019. Thankfully, the internet never forgets. Here's 2019 with that same Mayor Gertz. Listen.
The Athens-Clark County Unified Government is welcoming to people from all lands and backgrounds and strives to foster a community where individuals and families of all statuses feel safe, are able to prosper, and can breathe free.
There it is. It's a sanctuary city, is Athens, Georgia. Mr. Mayor, you get to live with it because the blood is also on your hands. You get to live with that, Mr. Mayor. The blood is also on your hands because in Athens, Georgia, they are a sanctuary city. Quite clearly, by definition, we accept people from all lands and all statuses and breathe free and blah, 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 and gobbledygook. Gobbledygook, that's just garbage. That's all that is, just garbage. And they put it out there like a manure spreader. It's like a tractor in the middle of Paris these days. It's just a manure spreader putting out this garbage to try to pacify themselves and the masses. But the masses aren't pacified anymore. And that's why, by the way, my friends, that's why Joe Biden is on his way to the border today. It's political panic. That's what you're witnessing, political panic. That's what is happening exactly. All right, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mark Lauder. He's coming up, and we got a lot more to cover as well, so don't go anywhere. It's part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine, been locally owned and operated for 75 years. If you're anywhere in Michigan, you want WolverineWaterSystems.com. Michigan built, Michigan installed, Michigan people. Paul Mahaney, tell him I sent you on over with his Michigan team. WolverineWaterSystems.com. I'll be right back.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told, and we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back, maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking 'em. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.